Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Kelly. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Kelly. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The left fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting third. The center fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pasquale. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pasquale. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Zimmerman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Zimmerman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Kelly covering, for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Landis is chasing the ball. Oliva rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Twins, 1. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pasquale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kelly fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a pop-up towards short. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale fires to first and picks off Landis. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verals fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Whitfield moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitfield moves to third. Alvis moves to second. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Tony Curry pinch hits for Tom Kelly. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitfield scores. Alvis scores. Sims moves to third. It's Indians, 3, Twins, 3. Pete Cimino now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew juggles the ball. That's an error on Killebrew. Sims scores. Curry moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-2 in the game. Salmon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Zimmerman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Zimmerman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jack Kralik now pitching. Tony Martinez now playing second base. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zimmerman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Cimino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimino bunts towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. Zimmerman moves to second. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Zimmerman moves to third. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. Colavito moves to second. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. the Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mincher hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 4, Twins, 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Booker pinch hits for Jack Kralik. Buddy Booker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Booker strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Sims moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-3 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sims scores. Landis moves to third. It's 5-4, Indians. Jim Merritt now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Jim Landis now playing right field. Bob Allen now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen strikes out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Jim Merritt. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alvis bunts in front of the plate. Zimmerman fields it and throws to first for the out. Whitfield moves to second. One out. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Zimmerman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sims hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitfield scores. It's 6-4, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo strikes out. Zimmerman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Davalillo out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-3 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Kosko pinch hits for Jimmy Hall. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a pop-up towards short. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Kosko now playing left field. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Zimmerman and he is safe. Landis steals second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Salmon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Allen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wagner is walked intentionally. Bob Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landis scores. Wagner moves to third. It's 7-4, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Mincher hits a fly ball into right field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar pinch hits for Bernie Allen. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Zimmerman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allison moves to second. Earl Batty pinch hits for Al Worthington. Dick Raditz now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.